This year, hype for Halloween has been built up by students at Penn Trafford, despite the holiday falling on a Monday night. My name is Carrie Courtnage, and I'm here today with Jonathan Heinbaugh and Layla Welsh to speak about trick-or-treating, clowns, and haunted houses. To start, only 22% of students at Penn Trafford said they will trick-or-treat this year. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think it's partially because of the lack of, the culture of Halloween carrying on through age. It's more of like a young kid thing because like they see so many like young kids, like 4 or 6 year olds, like dads walking around with their kids, and it's kind of like a turn off to a lot of teenagers because right. A lot of you see adults and it's just, you know, not as fun as being around with just your friends and doing something.
And it does seem like every grade in high school, 9th grade, more students trick-or-treat than 12th graders do. So looking at this data, we have 26 students trick-or-treated, and then 20, and then 13. So that's kind of something to look at. As you get older, you want to trick-or-treat less.
I also feel like parents don't, encourage their, high school students to get trick-or-treating, and then other parents, look down upon, a 16-year-old going out and trick-or-treating because they're oh, you're too old to go
that's
trick-or-treating.
True.
Yeah. I also feel like the options that we have to do now are so much more. Like, a lot of people are, throwing parties or going to Fright Night or, Haunted House. Yeah, stuff like that. And, there's just so many more options. And some kids just don't enjoy it as much as they used to. There's not the, ooh, getting candy. Like, you can go out and buy a bag. Like, I have a job now. Like, I can go and buy a bag of candy if I really want to. And it's just not as exciting as it used to be. I mean, I'm still personally going to do it because, I think it's cool, but.
Of course.
Yeah.
I also feel like the costumes for teenagers are kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I feel my costume I have to make on my own because I can't go out to a store and buy one.
Mm-hmm. It's and also,
I also feel like that's for other people too.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's very controversial costumes, mm-hmm. as I've discovered, for teenagers. They're more exposing, mm-hmm. and there's less characters that you could be. So, mm-hmm. like you said, a lot of people do have to make their costumes.
Yeah, it's more I think the general nature of, trying to be, scary for Halloween has kind of, gone away. It's more of, being either, some kind of, pop culture representation or something, a little bit more, sexual,
right.
Something like that. So it's kind of, that's another reason why, parents have gone away from that is because they don't want their kids dressing up like that. So I think they're trying to gear them towards more going out and doing something else.
And now it has, a negative connotation attached mm-hmm. to it. It's not good. But speaking of trick-or-treating, we have some results of what students said their favorite candy was. And surprisingly, 50 students said Kit Kat is their favorite, and that's the top number, followed by Reese's Cups.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about this?
Well, Kit Kats are my personal favorite candy.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a lot of marketing. I don't know if anybody's seen the Chance the Rapper Kit Kat commercial. It's exceptional. I highly recommend seeing it. It makes me laugh. And I think Kit Kat has the most visual presence because besides you see a lot of Reese's with their Halloween. They have a big push towards that. But Kit Kat has the more the snapping kind of, you know
true.
What I mean. So it's more. It's not this whole Halloween period thing. They go in for the long run. That's probably why.
Yeah.
A lot of people have geared towards that.
Well, my favorite chocolate would be the Crunch Bar,
mm-hmm.
but I really like sweeter candies like Skittles and Swedish Fish, personally.
I mean, I don't really like candy too much in general, but I really like gummies.
What?
Yeah, so licorice, Swedish Fish, those are my go-to candies.
So, what do you guys, have you guys been to any horror houses lately?
Yeah, I've been to two. I went to Haunted Hills Hayride and 100 Acre Manor.
Cool.
I went to Valley of Terror, and I'm planning on going to Fright Farm next week. I did go to that last year, so I know what to expect. But for Valley of Terror, I really didn't know what to expect, and I was honestly terrified. And they found out my name, so I was hiding. And that happened. What about you?
Well, I feel like last year I went to Fright Night, and I'm not a person who gets, super scared over, real stuff, humans, because I know it's kind of, a fake kind of thing. But couple things, like, there was something called, like, the biohazard with zombies. That was really scary, and it was indoors. I didn't like that. Well, I liked it because it was scary, but, you know, it was scary, so I didn't like it. Road the Exterminator and the line was really, that was the scariest part, but the rest of the stuff, like, walking around wasn't very scary. You eventually got used to it. So, I haven't really gone out to try and go to a haunted house because it's just not my thing, I guess, but, you know, I see why other people do it.
Yeah. I think that it's good to help you get in the spirit. Like, a lot of Halloween is the cute side, like carving pumpkins and like corn mazes, and then there's the scary side. So I think it's good to get a good taste of everything. Did you carve pumpkins this year?
Not yet. I've gotten pumpkins. They're like the small miniature ones, but I haven't like gone into carving it. We typically do the pumpkin seed thing where, you know, you eat them.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. It was pretty good, so.
Do you put some seasoning on it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What kind of seasoning do you do?
The brown sugar, you know.
Oh,
like,
really?
You know, you put a little marshmallow in there and you like burn, you like cook it. You know, it's pretty
I've
good.
I've never heard of that. Marshmallow and brown sugar?
Yeah. My personal favorite.
Do you?
I don't carve. Well, the rest of my family carves pumpkins. I don't carve pumpkins.
Why?
I don't know. I like decorating my pumpkin. Like, I dump paint on top, and I let it, like, spill over, and then I put glitter all over it, and I just make it really pretty. Mm. And my mom, she drills holes into, like, a pumpkin, and then she puts, like, a flashing light in the middle, and then it goes like
that.
That's so like
cool.
A disco, and,
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I usually carve a nice face on it. Mm-hmm. I'm not too great at carving pumpkins, so.
Yeah, I go with the classic smiley face.
Yeah, me too.
I can't do any of the. I've seen some really crazy ones so far. Like, my neighbor has, like the monster design for the energy drink. I've seen that on Instagram, too. And then, like, just really cool things. I saw one. It was, like, an amazing one of the TV show, the Netflix original Stranger Things. They had one of, like, the whole cast. It was incredible.
Wow, that's awesome. I like going to Shram's to pick out a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And then I like to carve with my family. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool.
I like to get the honey sticks at Shram's because whenever, like, me and my mom go, we get pumpkins, we get corn stalks, and then we go get honey because the honey's, like, from around here.
It's local, so
it's really good.
Do you go through the corn maze at Shram's?
I don't do the $5 one because the last time I did it, it took me, like, 5 minutes to get out. So I just do the little ones, and I race with my little sisters.
Aw, that's nice. Moving on, something big this year with Halloween is the clowns, and I think that's going to impact trick-or-treating night, especially, because if you see a clown, you're not going to know if that's someone's costume, so.
Well, I feel like I don't think clowns should be allowed during Halloween this year in particular, because the whole clown controversy, whether it's fake or not, is still really scary, especially for little kids who have, like, older brothers who, like, tell them about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't think it should be, like, an allowed costume. I mean, clowns are, like, a typical thing, so I think if they take a leave for 1 year, it shouldn't make a difference. People can find other costumes, but I think it's also, like, dangerous because you can't tell the difference.
I mean, I know that Target has taken the clown costumes off the market, so you're actually unable to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we did have a clown incident at Penn Trafford, so it is, like, something that's happening everywhere, and it's scary. So I think on Halloween, people should just steer away from those types of costumes.
So. Yeah, I think it's important to obviously be safe, and I just think, like, taking out that costume will make everyone just, you know, it's not supposed to be, like, a terrifying thing, especially because Halloween has opened up to so many ages now. Like, it's, like, I see, like, 3-year-olds running around with their dads.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, there's not supposed to be, like, a whole scare factor anymore. I think Halloween's kind of steered from that.
Yeah. So.
I mean, like, there's a time and a place during Halloween to go get scared, and that's, like, at your haunted houses. But I feel like trick-or-treating should not be one of those scary experiences.
Yeah, it is geared towards younger kids. You know, the idea of wearing a costume and getting a treat for it, knocking on doors, that is geared towards younger children. So I think people should not dress so scary for that.
All right, I would say that this was a very good discussion about Halloween and got to talk about our favorite parts of it. So I think we're going to end it there. If you liked listening to us talk about Halloween, make sure to share this with your friends.